We've all watched that famous film called Scent of a Woman, and we've all been drawn up in the drama and the romance regarding perfume. Now, perfume is really a blend of art and science. How many times have we walked past a scent and thought, oh, that reminds me of my mom, or that reminds me of my Aunt Rose? Oh, I remember that holiday that I took in Italy, and there was this beautiful scent of lemongrass wherever I went. So, perfume does evoke memory and emotion, and everything from floral to woody to citrusy notes. I think that there's a perfume fragrance for every personality and every occasion. We will chat to Wilhelmina and get her expert opinion on what happens when you have 13 different options. And what it says about your personality, I guess split personality won't be a good recommendation because I'm talking about myself. I think it's perfume for every occasion. Now, perfume blending, I believe, and I've not done with one of Wilhelmina's beautiful workshops, but my understanding is that it would be like composing music. You have different fragrance notes, there's a combination of essential oils, some aroma compounds and fixatives. And if you add all of that together, you create a really harmonious and pleasing scent. Of course, we've also had those experiences where scent is completely overwhelming, or it just does not sit well on you, and then you hand it over to your friend as a gift because it smells amazing. So Wilhelmina will take us, navigate us through that whole exercise of finding what works for you and what doesn't. But I think that experimenting with different ratios, different combinations, it allows a perfumer to create a unique and memorable fragrance. And the question that I have for our listeners today is, have you ever tried blending your own perfume? We've all done that wine blending experience because we love to have our name on the bottle, but how amazing to have your own perfume. And we wonder how the big celebs do it. And here's an opportunity for us here on the ground to do just that. And introducing you this morning to Wilhelmina Andrews Sheldon, who calls herself a perfume psychologist. I want to understand what that means. So, welcome, Wilhelmina, and how wonderful to have you on the Jet Setting with Janet show.
Good morning, Janet, and good morning to your listeners. And thank you for this opportunity. It's wonderful being with you this morning.
It's
And
a big pleasure, Wilhelmina.
I'm looking forward to our conversation regarding perfume, personality traits, and blending.
Wonderful. So, Wilhelmina, what brought you to this journey? Because I have never met a perfume psychologist before. I'm so thrilled that I have one in my universe now. What does it mean to be a perfume psychologist?
Fantastic question, Janet. I'm one of a kind at the moment, and I think people are starting to understand that the link between perfume and psychology has always been there. So, a perfume psychologist is when we use the art of fragrance to stimulate latent memories, build intense connection through smell, and create a safe space for crucial conversation. So that is what we do when we do a understanding how perfume speaks to the psyche of a person. And when you smell that aroma, that essence, your whole mood just change. And you either feel uplifted, you either feel positive, or you could feel negative. And that would describe what notes are you using on your specific skin type. And what is your dietary needs?
Wonderful. I didn't know there was a link between the olfactory senses and diet. But maybe before we go to the specifics, please tell us what brought you to this journey. How did you get to be a perfume psychologist?
So, Janet, I was always interested in fragrances and how it made me smell. And I always felt, like a million-dollar babe when I used to put on my fragrances. And then I wanted to know more about how can this little bottle make me feel so great? And then I went into studying psychology and I started studying human behavior. And then I realized that fragrance is all over. Fragrance is something that is just there and we don't take note of it because we can't see it, we can only smell it. And then my journey started when I started mixing the two, the perfume, the fragrances, and the psychology. And my journey just started evolving. And until today, it's still evolving and it's just changing the way we do things and the way life is happening to us. And sometimes you think that you need to have this super cool idea to start. And my journey just started with sniffing fragrances, smelling aromas, trying food groups, listening to what comes up for me when I smell a different fragrance. And I think it was just always part of me to be empathic towards a fragrance and towards people when they say they're stuck in life. And I think my journey just started where I realized, but I like this and I can do this. And obviously, like you mentioned before, our grandparents, when they used to create something in the kitchen, you can't wait to have conversation around the eating table. And even in cultures, we use different fragrances, different scents. And I think just being in a culture where I was exposed to different cultures just elevated my journey to where I am today.
I do believe, and this I speak about in relation to food, if something smells good, you find that your mouth starts to water and you want it because it's a trigger. It's something that's pleasant for you. There are some smells that excite me and some that don't, depending on what your food tastes are. But I think the romance of perfume, Wilhelmina, that beautiful packaging, and sometimes I just keep the bottles because they're so pretty. They come in all different colors. They look phenomenal, and you display them on your mirror tray. And you look at them and you say, how do I feel this morning? And it starts, I think, when you step into the shower and you use that body wash, and it just makes you feel alive and fresh and phenomenal. And then you start the process with your lotion and your perfume, and you start layering scent after scent. I think that you need to understand what's going on there so that it's not overwhelming. And it doesn't cancel out each other. But honestly, I'm just surmising, Wilhelmina. You are the perfume psychologist. Please tell us, what is your protocol when you wake up in the morning and you start your perfume journey?
So, Janet, in the morning when I wake up, I first take a moment just to relax in bed and just to gather my thoughts and realize it's another day that we've been blessed to be here and to be able to open our eyes and to be with our families again. And I give gratitude and just to know that I'm being spared for another day, and that's a great blessing. Some of our friends don't make it through the night, and it's sometimes something that we could so easily overlook. And then, I would do my gratitude ritual and just to feel my feet on the ground and just to know that, I am still here another day to fulfill a purpose. I would then journey off to my shower. And like you just rightfully mentioned, the moment we enter into different spaces, fragrances, aromas is already greeting us. No matter in which space we moving or occupying, find myself in the shower, even just smelling the smell of water, which is so refreshing, just to smell and just to feel that water drop drips on your skin. It's amazing. And then applying your body wash. I like to use apple in the morning. I just feel it puts me on that journey
Smells
of
fresh. It smells really beautiful.
indeed, indeed. And also curiosity, I think, lies in that apple because of that green smells and that freshness and that close to nature. Then afterwards,
Absolutely, there's a feeling of being connected.
oh, definitely. And as human beings, we always want to feel connected to nature, to our community, to our families. And we were created for moments like that, to be in fellowship with each other and to be connected. And we are so similar to what is around us, especially the earth, the freshness, the sunshine, the insects. They all play a role to get us to where we are. Once I'm done with my showering, I start to layer my body with some lovely lotions. I like to do coconut in the morning. Later in the day, when I take another shower, it would be a different lotion type. But in the morning, I am very ritual in that. I don't know if you like that, Janet. You stick to what you like and what you know.
Yes, absolutely.
And that you know that's going to get you through the morning and just going to perk you up and just make you feel good. Because sometimes, we're human and we don't always feel that great as we would see on the ads on the television. You know, they wake up with a smile and, you know, everything is just 100% good with them. You know, sometimes we don't wake up like that. We wake up a bit groggy and, you know, not feeling all that good. And I always reach for whatever puts me in a good mood, whatever fragrance is going to do it for me. Citrus is a morning fragrance for me, and that's got lovely zest, smells and aromas in there. And that is normally a perk me up fragrance that I would go to. So anything with citrusy, I would reach out. But then also, depending on my mood, I would maybe decide to layer my fragrances in the morning. I could put a Bulgari Omnia as my first layer, and then I can take CK for Ladies as my second layer, and that will create another fragrance on its own. It will create your signature fragrance as well. So the options now becomes the world is your oyster, because now you can just play around with your fragrances. So it depends on how you feel in the morning. When I have an urgent meeting and it's maybe a serious type of a meeting, it's maybe male dominant, I will go for my opiums, because that makes a statement when you walk into a room, and when you speak to your audience, they pay attention to what you have to say. So in a
Yes, and
nutshell,
I
that is
think that there's a certain amount of, can I call it power or influence associated with certain fragrances? And you
almost.
mentioned opium, you know, opium fan, YSL opium fan for several years, and it's quite a bold fragrance. And now I just can't handle it. It's just too strong. I prefer the softer, more come up close to me kind of fragrances. And I think we also evolve in the way in which we interface with perfumes. I think that, as we evolve, we have different things that resonate with us.
Most definitely, Janet. You are absolutely 100% correct when you said that perfume's got a certain statement that it makes. It's got some power, most definitely, because your confidence level will be associated with what you're wearing. Then you also mentioned something that you used to wear it before and now you don't wear it anymore. So that really got to do with us as a human species evolving. There's different phases that we go through. So if we take a young girl at the age of 16, she would most probably be light and airy and fruity and more sweet perfumes that she would apply to her skin, like your Britney Spears, your Beyoncés, and those kind of fragrances that she will be drawn to, because that is the age group that she's in. She's more out there, she's more fun, she's more playful. Then we would move into our 20s, getting our first job, becoming more serious of life, try to understand who we are, what is our next step in life. And so we would start changing our fragrances to suit where we're going. Sometimes women from their 16 to in their 20s would use the same fragrance, and then they realize, but nobody takes me serious. It comes down to your fragrance, the aromas that you give off. So it will be a good time if you're in your early 20s just to see how people view you and what is the outcome when you speak. Then we move in our early 30s, and yet once again, maybe we're starting a family at this stage, so hormones will change, and also we will realize that what we used to wear is no longer serving the purpose for us. So now we will change to a different fragrance. And then we would move into...
It sounds like there's a kind of fragrance for every stage of your life. Now, we're getting close to closing off our time, Wilhelmina, and what I'd like you to just tell us about is the actual perfume blending experience. What does it comprise of?
So it's comprised of a few different elements. You would get your fragrance oil, you would get your carrier oil, and that too will do the blending. So when you do the blending, your fragrance will look equal. It wouldn't look like water and oil. It would look equal. You will have to use a syringe to do the blending. You will have to have your atomizers, and then you will have to have a recipe. And that is what all I demonstrate in my workshops. Should you be interested in one of those, there is a workshop coming up where I'll explain how to do blending as well.
Wonderful. So, Wilhelmina, we are fascinated. We're excited to hear this, and you very generously has given us a beautiful voucher to have somebody attend one of your perfume making workshops, your perfume blending workshops. And we are definitely going to share this far and wide so that we actually get our listeners to enter the competition and try to get to this workshop. I think it's a very valuable one to attend. And we would love to chat to you some more about perfume blending. But we're already, you know, we're already on a high from listening to you tell us about perfumes. I think as women, we just have so many choices. There's nothing as nice as walking into duty free at an international airport and knowing that you can get these amazing fragrances, slightly less than market-related pricing. And then, of course, the choices. There are things that you get there that you wouldn't get in your normal retail store at a mall. So there is definitely excitement and romance associated with perfumes. And we are looking forward to being part of that romance in your perfume blending workshop. And I'm sure that one of our lucky listeners are also going to look forward to that. Wilhelmina, before we say goodbye to you, are there any parting words you'd like to tell us about perfume blending, perfume psychology, anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Most definitely. Once again, I just want to say thank you to you, Janet, and your team for inviting me. It's been a memorable morning spending time with you and your listeners. I would just like to say as parting words, if you feel that your perfume is not serving you, just have a look at what you are currently using, what is the ingredients, and then restructure that, and that will put you on a new journey of self-discovery. Thank you, Janet and team.
Very good advice, Wilhelmina. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to chatting to you some more, and we're certainly looking forward to that perfume blending and unpacking some of the mysteries when it comes to fragrance. Thank you for joining us today on Jet Setting with Janet.